Absolutely. Honor roll. I mean, perfect as a kid can be. His mother did a good job on him. He had a bright future ahead of him. He was going to Compton. You know, he wanted to be a lawyer. He was played football, played sports. No problem. He's like, I mean, you can't ask for more in this way. This is why it's so disturbing to see, you know, our children being murdered, being killed in that way, and not getting a chance to have life ahead of them at 14 years old. What have you done? What have you really seen? You know, and it's very touching. It's really overwhelming. It's really a crushing situation. And I'm just so, you know, elated and just, I mean, it's a lot. It's really a lot to be said in this way.
What do you think happened? What's your understanding of what happened?
Honestly speaking, right, it was just not a random act. It was an act that was illustrated and targeted in that way. And, you know, it's being investigated thoroughly by the Baltimore Police Department. And I think they're doing a fine job at doing that. And it's going to be coming to a conclusion, hopefully, real soon. And we just want to get to the bottom of it.
It's our understanding that someone may have been trying to get valuables in the house.
Maybe. It's several things that's coming into play, Ms. Miller. And one thing is not, you know, the absolute. So this is why it's ongoing right now, so we can really find out exactly, you know, what was behind this tragedy.
Do you think Najee was a target?
I'm not going to say he was a target. He was an innocent target, if that's considered as a target. He was innocent in any sense of the word. He is in his bed, sleep at midnight or 12 o'clock. Somebody comes in and just, you know, murders him cold-bloodedly.
On the phone, your daughter said that there were some things missing.
Well, correct? There were things that were, you know, being looked at. Ms. Miller, I don't know exactly what was taken out per se. I don't want to say that because I don't know. But I know some things were involved in that situation. But he had nothing to do with none of it. He was nowhere involved at all. He was innocent in every sense of the word. Shouldn't have been done. He shouldn't have been, you know, you just don't. I don't know. I just don't, you know, I'm stuck on the whole thing. I just don't want innocent children being murdered at 14 years old in Baltimore City to be known for that. And we got to, you know, look at our kids being murdered at such a young age. It could happen to me. It could happen to anybody. You know what I mean? I'm just crying out for the public, right, to show their assistance and their concern and help us in our tragedy, try to overcome this thing, bring some closure to it.
I'm sorry, okay?
Take your time. He killed my baby. That was my only baby. He wasn't a bad baby, he wasn't. I'm not going to complain because nobody's perfect, but he wasn't a bad baby. He wasn't. Like I said, I left out the house. Like, I talked to my friend on the phone, and I looked at the time. I said, it was 11:26. I grabbed my phone and stuff. I ran down the steps. So I said, I left out the house at 11:30. And I shut the door behind me, and I said, Najee, the door won't shut because he was on the couch. That's where he's always at because he liked the big television. So he got his game down there, and he had his he took his cable box out his room and he put that downstairs. So that's where he always did. He was laying on the couch with his cup and he had his phone. And he looked at me and said, Ma, where you going at? I said, I'm going over to his house. He said, can I go? I said, no. And I asked him earlier, did he have his school clothes? He said, Ma, I told you already I did my school clothes. They in the dryer. I said, all right. Then he asked again, can I go? I said, no. You know, you can see at a 9 o'clock doctor's appointment the next morning. I said, you know, you got that in his school. He said, all right. So that's when I shut the door. I pulled it. I said, I said, Najee, this lock is the lock. broke. He said, Ma, I told you already that the lock was broke, which he did. He told me earlier. And I shut the door. I said, Najee, make sure you lock the door. He said, all right, Ma. And I left and went about my business. And that's when I came. I was at my friend's house. And I know that. And I said, again, because we was looking on Instagram. And when she passed me back the phone, it was 12:34. She don't live that far from me, maybe 15 minutes, maybe. So I looked at the time, I said, all right, I got to go, because it was late. And so as I left, I came home, and I tried to get in the house. And I said, we never lock our top lock, never, because it's so hard to get it unlocked. Like, even if you're locking it from the inside, it's hard. So we only lock the bottom lock. That's what I was trying to lock when I was leaving. So I couldn't get in, and I pushed the door, and I noticed that the top lock was locked. So I banged on the door, and I called for my boss. I said, Najee, Najee didn't answer me. So that's when I fiddled with the thing. I don't know how long it took, but like I said, I couldn't even point you out the key. Like, I was feeling trying to get in. That's when I finally got in, and I looked around. I was about to start fussing, I'll be honest, because the lights was on, my kitchen light and my dining room light. So I'm like, and I looked at the steps, and I seen my light and my TV was on. So I was about to yell, like, why you got all the lights on downstairs and you upstairs? So that's when I went upstairs and I saw my baby, and my room was a mess. It was, my dresser was, everything was a mess. And I looked and I just shake him. I didn't even know, he just looked like he had a hickey or something on his head. And I looked at my bed, I said, Najee, Najee. And I ran downstairs to my best friend. I had a phone. I was trying to call the police. And I'm like, this can't be real. So I left out. And I drove in the bus. I said, I'm going to cry again. I'm going to try again. And I came back home. And I ran back upstairs. And that's when I see my baby again. And I was shaking her. And I was yelling. That's when I ran out there. It was real. But why did you take my baby? He wasn't a baby. He wasn't. Like I said, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But he was only 14. He ain't get a chance to do nothing yet. Drive. Go to the prom. Like, I know everybody's not perfect. It's big kids. So even my baby wasn't a bad baby. He wasn't. And so I got calls from the school for maybe for talking. One time I got called, he was eating some chips in the hallway. But it never was like Najee doing this. You know, I think police wasn't knocking on my door and if your son did this or what. Like, you know, people wasn't like that. And I said, we live, even it's Cherry Hill. I'm not going to say that's the best neighborhood, but my block is all retired. You know, people, it's only but like 5 kids on the block. Him, his little best friend, Dante, Will, and them all live around the corner. And a little boy, Antonio, and 2 little girls just moved on the block. So it's like only them and they play. Like I said, it's a retired judge, a principal, and like they make sure that if the kids want to be do something, they ain't got time for that, you know. No, but I think it was someone, like I said, that knew us but didn't know us. Because, like, my sister, she stays with me. Her car was parked right outside my gate. But my car was, I was good because I said I left. My ex-boyfriend, he left. My boyfriend, he was gone. So if somebody knew us but didn't, you know us, they seen it, those 2 cars was gone and didn't know Gwen was in here. Like I said, it's tragic because it's not unusual. My best friend collect coupons. She's a coupon. It wouldn't have been unusual for her just to be sitting at the table, you know, that time, like collecting coupons. So it had to be somebody that knew that we wasn't in there but didn't know if Gwen, you know, didn't know if she was there or not.
So you think they were trying to rob the place?
Yeah, it had to be.
Were there things that were taken?
It was, I noticed his game and all that, a lot of stuff was just game and money. Was going that I noticed.
Where was he when he was in?
When I left out the house.
On the couch.
It was on the couch. And when I found him, he was in my room.
Upstairs.
On my bed.
With the gunshot wound.
With the gunshot wound. But he wouldn't. And I'm saying, like, it's not that he wouldn't have been in my room. Especially, like I said, it's only we got the same channels upstairs and downstairs. Only difference in my room is that you can record. And it's two things on it. He wanted to see. He wanted to see the game television show. And he wanted to watch the game go. But I keep saying he wouldn't have watched the game go by himself because he was scared of the movie. He don't like sleep. We scared of him. So I said if he would have been up there, he might have been watching the game. But, like, we wouldn't, like, maybe that could have been a reason he was in my room. But like I said, we was talking about watching the DVD Thor earlier that day when we was driving. But he wouldn't have watched that in my room because my remote to my DVD player don't have battery, so you would have to watch the whole movie. That's why I didn't ever watch it. So if he was going to watch the movie, he would have watched it downstairs because he got the PlayStation to fast forward to the movie. You know, so that's why I said it's just strange for me to see that my baby was upstairs. He wouldn't have been in my room when I left him. He was downstairs
was
on the couch.
Other room other than yours that was like
no.
And has anybody broken in before or anything like that? No trouble like that?
No.
Never.
And that's what I said. It had to be somebody that knew us a little bit because I got four windows. One window in the living room, it got a screen. And I keep that locked because it's low to the ground. This window right here got bars on it, and there's no screen on here. I don't worry about it because there's bars on it. So do this one got bars. It's in the dining room. But that window is nailed shut. Where Uncle nailed it shut when it broke because they used to keep the Wi-Fi right there. And this window is the window I met Najee did when because he lost his key a couple months ago, and I gave him another key, but he didn't have the key ring. So at that moment, I was upset. I said, Najee, how you getting in? He said, Mama, secret hiding spot. I said, all right. Then one time I noticed, I said, Nike, how you getting out? And he said again, as we put in my app, using the window. So he used the big window to clap in and out if I wasn't there. Like I said, I'll be honest, I'd be climbing in and out the window.
Right.
Like I said, it had to been somebody that evil because I wasn't gone long. And I'm not exaggerating about the time they can run the cameras. I was only gone about 11:30 and I left teacher at 12:34. Little more than an hour since she lived, let's just say 15 minutes from me. Maybe that must have about Charlie. She lived not too far from the roof for you make that right. So it's not far. I wasn't like I said, I did leave him, but my sister was in the house. She was dead downstairs. And he was going to sleep at school tomorrow. I said, he had a doctor's appointment. That's why I said, if it was just, I would have been told him, come on, baby, you can go. Because she got kids, he could have played with them. I said, I got my clothes in the dryer already. I said, all right.